Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
a roadmap of quantum mechanics for education. So, one of the things, sort of surprises coming up, is that although classical mechanics one size fits all, quantum mechanics has got different avenues in. There's the quantum mechanics of biology and of life, and this is where using electron wave functions, and there's quantum mechanical properties of the electrons, but essentially these wave functions are exclusive, that, you know, one electron can't go into the other, and this produces one aspect of it, and produces quantum mechanical machines. And the beauty of the quantum mechanical machines is that we have mastered life. That's one thing that life has done. In order to get going, life is a quantum phenomenon. So it's definitely a way in, and it's quantum mechanics almost as you can understand it, and it's a very insightful way. So the insight, the key insight into quantum mechanics is that there's these possibly three ways into it, and in general you've got to understand, or what I've got to understand, is that your expert way in is not the way that I've come into it. It is sort of not the way that other people would come into it, so a student coming in. And so this is a fundamental aspect. So there's just one major aspect, is that these wave functions, if they've got rotational symmetry and you've got a molecule hanging off it, you've got yourself an axle. Or if it's got another type of symmetry, you've got yourself a hinge. Or if there's something else, if they're delocalized orbitals, you've got your ability to conduct electricity with them. So that's a major, you know, the major features of it. But they are bulky and they go across, and they have got these quantum mechanical things that they either repel water or have hydrogen bonds or attract water. You've got all these features that this basically a quantum smorgasbord that you can go through. And it says that if you want to understand it, there's this quantum smorgasbord of life to go across. So that's one way in it. Then inside that is the Russian doll stuff that quantum mechanics has got this surprise that there is no exclusiveness. You don't have there's no private property in quantum mechanics. That is that if you've got a lunchbox which is big enough for an apple, quantum mechanically you can't put another apple in, but you can put an orange, and then you can put an avocado, you can put a banana, but you can put a second banana in because there's a banana in there already. So it's a bit, you know, sort of you throw your hands up saying, well, I don't quite understand, but that's the way it is. And this is the way it is with atoms, that atoms are really the magic lunchbox of nature. Nature's magic lunchbox. And in so many aspects, it's the way there. And then, obviously, if you can imagine a magical apple which can float up and just expand and ooze away, you've got to have your seed in the centre of it. So the central seed holds all your quantum fruit in a box. And now that's this sort of the solid state area, this sort of biological area, then you've got the solid state area across here. Oh, that'll be my wife. What is it? Give me the numbers or whatever it is. So let's just hope it's all going well. Yeah, it looks all okay. I'm sort of driving in, and you're always very conscious of massive delays which can suddenly crop up. Not nowadays, because it's sort of a bit coronavirus eerie about him. So we've got two aspects of quantum mechanics. Then there's the not classical one, which is sort of like ho-hum. Sort of like it's, do you want to go out tonight? Yeah, well, what are we doing? Well, we're definitely not eating Italian. Italian thing. And so what are we? Well, spaghetti. Let me tell you about spaghetti. Well, we're not eating Italian. Well, we're not eating spaghetti, and we're not eating gnocchi. Gnocchi is just something that you've enjoyed a lot. Where are we going tonight? What's happening? Okay, and so we're not having a person come up to our table and play music. So what are we doing? Of course, what's that happening? You might be going and having hamburgers at a drive-in or something like that. It's but the sort of the of all the three low-level aspects into quantum mechanics, the it's not classical is perhaps the least inspiring, because it doesn't tell you about the next level of going into it. Now, of course, there is, so there's probably three strategies to go into quantum mechanics, and the school, the thing of saying it's not that, it's probably the least effective. But if everyone has eaten Italian food and has eaten spaghetti bolognese and stuff like that, it is true, that is a common thing. You might think it's like eating spaghetti bolognese, but it's nothing like it. The advantage of it is that everyone can understand what eating spaghetti bolognese is, and everyone can understand disappointment. So you've got an experience and a disappointment. You combine those two together, and do you have quantum mechanics? Well, you've got basically a roadmap to what's funked with what you're teaching. So in terms of the expansiveness, it's fundamentally not there. Strategically, it's not there. Now, the top-level thing is the mathematics of it. And so let's go. I'm going to have to change lanes here. Going off to the airport. And I just increase the air conditioning a tad. Now, my daughter is home with a cold. And that's, oh my shit. But I don't know. I hope she's okay. Don't worry, she'll be okay, I think. It's a bit of a funny thing. I was at Scouts. Picking up from Scouts. Adventurers, it's called. And there were people saying, oh, this is cancelled, that's cancelled, that's cancelled. Oh, do you think scout meetings, or should still go ahead? Do they qualify as something which is essential? Now, you have to be really into scouting in a serious, a tragic, to believe it is essential. But it's sort of almost joyful to see that these people going, sort of just hold that thought for a moment. Let's hang on to it for a fraction. Let's try and think off to the side a little bit on. Okay, so we've got these three entryways into sort of ground floor entry parts into quantum mechanics, and what's next. So the least effective is it's not classical mechanics. It's not classical, and that classical has definitely got major problems. So therefore, that's my limit of explanation of quantum mechanics. The most one, which is quantum mechanics, it's obviously it's doing quantum mechanical things, but the way that it does it is near enough to classical, and it's really exciting, and it's action packed. Like, there's nothing more boring than watching a uranium atom, which, that U238, which is basically not radioactive. You know, it's effectively not radioactive. it might decay, but I think it decays in a billion years. It's sort of like, it's like it's effectively not radioactive. It's sort of like, and this is depleted uranium. This is the entire people who, oh, there's depleted uranium in all the battlefields. Well, yes, but it's really like we've got the good stuff off to make bombs and nuclear reactors. It's really waste. Uranium and its activity is extremely boring. So if you can imagine someone who makes a joke once in every few hundred years, that would be boring. But making a joke or doing something in a billion years, that is extremely, extremely boring. That's just sort of like, yeah, it's insane, insanely boring. That's just really bad. What about the 235? I thought 235's, you know, that's why it's only a very small section. We've sort of worked out how to use it just before it's all fucked off. You know, if we waited another billion years, there'd be no 235. It'd be that much harder to be a terrorist in a billion years. Billion years time. So it's really boring. going across it. In comparison to life stuff, it's happening. It's not happening. It's happening in epic scale. Sort of. It's happening on a really small scale, a big scale. One of the interesting things is that we have taken for granted that the ancient people could have these fundamental concepts which weren't there. So this is why if you say, oh, look, they were on the path, they were just like us, but they just couldn't... No, that's not quite possible. You've got your Democritus and the atomists and stuff like that. They were nowhere near for a number of reasons. One is that they couldn't imagine something of a different scale. Like the idea of a... if you just look at the statues are either pretty much human scale or just enormously large, or they had no... you had frescoes and stuff like that, but their range of scales is not very... You know, not incredibly... across here, what? Moving that off here. The range of scales was not there. The ancient Greeks couldn't imagine a microscope. This is where the microscope was so amazing. People going, for fuck's sake, is it what? And this is where the telescope was amazing. That I can, it's as if I'm actually standing right next to it. They couldn't imagine that's magnified. They couldn't say... Like, when they saw something in a telescope, their impression was, I'm just right there. It has actually moved me there. Not that the scale has moved. So there's the scale moving. The other aspect is there's no private thought, no mathematical thought. So if you can imagine that it's extremely hard to think mathematics if you have to speak out everything. If you have to, every thought you say, you have to verbalize every thought. So a lot of people, you know, this is one of the things that people don't really understand, is that these people were really struggling because they were not... You can imagine, like it's sort of like equivalent to the very first computer, given compared to a multi-core threaded, multi-threading computer. So of course, the way that we're discussing classical mechanics is, it's got these things embedded from a much earlier time, and a much earlier time where things were not different sizes, or the idea of magnification wasn't there, or the idea that if it's bigger, it's as if I'm closer. And so people don't sort of, I don't know, get some of these components just, you know, across here. I got to get to my wife or I am in so much trouble. Look, I am actually in trouble by definition. Here I am trying to struggle with justifying definitions, looking at strategies and stuff like that, whereas I can be just something by definition, by decree. I am wrong by decree. Okay, getting back into it, you've got quantum mechanics is not classical. Quantum mechanics is full of action and life and cameras and action, and it's sort of like this Lego kit, this Lego complex kit, and you can have some blocks which rotate, some blocks, and you can stick them all together, and the essential blocks there, and it's almost as if you could build it. It's almost there. Obviously, in order to get there, there must be a little bit of maths going on in there. You know, why does something conduct? Why does something rotate? Why is something so heavy? But why has something got, essentially, if you wanted to ask, why has something, an atom, which has got 90 electrons, pretty much the same size, if not smaller, than an atom that's just got 3, like lithium? You know, lithium's a large. What's going on there? In terms of like this, it's sort of like you go shopping and someone gets a basket and they pull out 90 litres of milk, and you go out and you've got a slightly larger basket and you pull out 3 litres of milk. What's going on there? Well, one of the things is, I think if you train people, the code is that people are training in terms of not classical, and we have learnt not to ask. There are certain limitations, and we have learnt to fold our arms or put our hands over our ears and go, "I'm not listening, not listening." Strangely enough, we live in a society where my ignorance is equal to your knowledge. I can actually just go to the ballot box and be as ignorant as I fucking like, and I can actually cancel out all your good arguments. You cannot convince me. I'm not going to understand quantum mechanics. I'm going to go down this line, and you can just basically suck shit. Similar to a rich person who's got, you may have a family, a poor family, and they require education, they require food. A rich person, we can have in society, a rich person can go out, probably hasn't earned that money, has owned the means of production, all that sort of stuff, got their money, and they can buy a top-of-the-range stainless steel barbecue, chef-grade barbecue with a chef-grade thing, use it once, and put all that resources there. They can do it, and you can just get stuffed. It's for another generation to work out how to do things properly. Well, why not start now? And so this is very similar at the moment. This is the it's not classical. Then the magical world, get the pundits in by looking at biology. Now, if you look at biology, you have these fantastic things. You've got these super highways inside every cell of your body. There's a trillion cells in your body. There are more cells in your body than there are stars in this galaxy. There you go. But then I think there's several trillion galaxies. So unfortunately, in terms of stars overall in the universe, there's far more stars. But in our galaxy, there's more cells in your body, and each cell in your body has 1.8 meters of DNA, and a trillion times 1.8 easily gets you to the sun and back several times. So that's a lot of molecules, a lot of information repeated over and over again in your body, and it's had about a billion years to not fuck it up, and for different pieces of bright material to steal it. In fact, if we're concerned about China stealing technology, there's nothing on bacteria ripping off everybody else's a good idea and using it to digest poo, essentially. It's pretty amazing to get going. So you've got these molecules, which are basically molecular size lengths, where the energy doesn't go in the flowing system, the energy's flowing in the outside liquid, and the liquid has basically energy batteries which are going, oh shit, I'm charged, what do I do? Oh, here's a pair of legs, let's discharge on these legs, and it goes like this. It's sort of like a Scalectrics racing set. And this is inside you, and there's doors and hinges and all logistics getting stuff in and out, things go down tubes, it's all sorted. It's sort of, you can imagine that the human cell is going, 4 billion years of evolution, 3.5 billion years of evolution, and now what have we done? We've evolved enough that someone's actually peering at me down a bloody microscope. Oh my God, they're hitting me with multiple photons. What is it? Okay, I'm glowing, I'm showing all my secrets. Now, would you just let me get on and evolve? That type of stuff. You got all this majesty, all this great thing to be excited on. And it really is a point. And people say, it's a bit cheap getting people to be awed and stuff like that. Well, I think it might be a bit cheap, but just take religion. The major thing of religion is that people go, my God, you are great, you are big, you are fantastic, isn't it great? Let's smile, stop it, just wrap. It is cheap. It is something which maybe it doesn't switch you on. It may be something that you really need to be in a group of happy clappy people, happy clappy quantum physicists before you really get into it. I'm just checking out, I've got this turn off here at 32. Yeah, I think I'm on a roll, everybody. I think I'll be able to I almost feel that this asymmetric marriage vows, it's obviously something you said, the words go into your head, it comes out in your mouth and stuff like that, but what you think is, you know, I commit not to disappoint, but I will know that at every juncture, at every point in time, in every way, in every dimension, in dimensions you haven't even thought of, I will disappoint. And for that, I'm truly sorry, I do type of stuff. So, you know, I'm going across here. And it's always a bit like, I don't know, it's a bit like being thrown down a well. And besides the fact that it's sort of like being thrown down a well and someone has lubricated the well and have actually chopped off your fingers. So, you know, just bloody stumps. You just can't. For fuck's sake, shit. Sorry, there's someone speeding up past me. So let's take this again. There's three entrances into quantum mechanics, but the central crystal area is fantastic maths. Yeah, like that. And of course, fantastic maths works for some people, and when you're in, it's sort of like being a ninja, you go into the top of quantum mechanics and you scale down a bit like Delta Force or some sort of crazy movie, and it's, you know, it's sort of, it is almost like a stunt. Now, of course, taking out there. Okay, it's so this is getting in via mathematics, and the thing is that when people show the clip of someone doing something in the movie, they just run up a mountain. They're up in the mountain and they've got their missile launchers there. Of course, when it comes to your turn to do it, the weight is incredibly hard. You need to break, you're out of breath on the first foothill, and it takes years and years to go. It reminds me a little bit of Mamma Mia 1, where they're showing Meryl Streep deciding that she's going to run up this long, long stairwell, and she's just going to run clearly up and go, oh my God, I would be so out of breath. And that, and she's just running up, and so there's a sort of a cinematographic view of getting into quantum mechanics. Equations are easy. You just trip up, it's sort of like the hardest, loneliest, I can't describe, fantastic when it hits you. But it's sort of like this, you know, the tour groups have rushed past you and you're walking along and the wind and the rain is hitting you as you're going up, trying to understand it. And you're at the side of the road and you look somewhere and you go, oh, I've got this mountain range, but that hill over there with that flower, that sort of path of it, that's just bloody good. In fact, I could photograph it, but in fact, you know, I've got no friends to show it to, so no one's going to be interested if I photograph it, so there's no point in photographing it. But gee, that's great. Let's have a look at it. So that's been my way. And then you finally get there and finally you go, amazing. All these tiny little foothills, you go up one by one and discover things. And eventually you, you see these things. And you go, I've got this truck ahead of me. It's got its oversized symbol fluttering. So occasionally it flutters up and says oversize, like oversize it, and which is all okay, but it's ahead of me trying to get in the tunnel to the airport, and I'm going, that I would not be forgiven for that. Especially now, it will be, you know, it's there. So, but getting back to it, and you sort of say, well, kiddies, what you want to do is you really want to learn. You've got, at the moment, they've been told two things. They've been told quantum mechanics, it's not classical. And I can tell you about classical. Let me tell you about classical. Quantum mechanics, it's not that. Okay. Then the alternative way in is it's intensely mathematical. And listen to me, I have actually, here I am, a complete bum, no money, unshaven, well worn, no friends, but who needs them when you've got quantum mechanics? It's sort of like the amount of advertisement. You've got these two things. Of course, no one goes across it. But there are these other entrances to quantum mechanics, which is the biological entrance, which is full of things. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. It is truly a thing, and it is this thing where you go, right, got it all in, but it is alien. It's sort of like that really bad, those really bad sci-fi things where people are going around and the people who moved next door, they're doing sort of certain things in that there's no rubbish in their bin and you never see them eating, and there's sort of little things like this, and so like your quantum mechanical molecules, they move, but they haven't got stomachs. They're getting energy from the liquid that they're in. It's sort of like that's crazy. It's sort of like the aliens have moved next door. So it looks, they look normal. They look as though they're doing really fantastic acrobatics, and they can sort of do things like jump and cut and do information, do this great stuff. But they're not us. You've got to understand it's a little bit alien, a little bit creepy, but come in, and if you don't like it, unfortunately, that's all that's been shown in this life form. Unfortunately, the human race, yes, your dog, your cat, your kitten, your goldfish, in fact, the bacteria living up your nose and in your tummy, in your poo, that's all that's going. Unfortunately, it's unfortunate. If you don't like it, then you don't really get into the slightly creepy stuff. Oops, you know, good luck to you. you're welcome to think of something else, but you're going to be very alone in the cinema, because this is the only thing which is showing. These are sort of like blockbuster thing. So that's your mage draw card of seeing these molecules open and shut, and antibodies go in. And when quantum mechanics is not your day, and I can't think of, basically your body fights disease with quantum mechanics on steroids. It's just like amazing. Like they really sell like these battles, like the what is it, Lord of the Rings. It's like CGI battles. You know, the CGI battles, Lord of the Rings. It's sort of like that. It's for when you see an army of these people, they look a little bit different enough not to be visually boring, but in general, it's, my God, that's big in terms of, like, for me, CGI is the most boring thing possible in terms of that there's an image, and this person has obviously dragged and dropped 50 images, and then they said, mathematical formula for an army in formation, doom. We added some random numbers so that they're slightly different positions and they've got slightly different weapons. Yeah, random number generated rather than laboriously going through. And it's click, it's on, and it is sort of like, gee, that's amazing. There's 50 million of them. That's awesome. But really, quantum mechanics has got that slightly creepy CGI aspect of it, and it is ultimately alien to go through. But that's by far, you know, what gets a go in terms of no one is looking at E.T. or Encounters of the Third Kind. You've got this entire in those shoes, but what would it be like? You know, we can actually answer, oh my God, not only is this truck oversized, it's swaying out of its lane. Then because it's got these large, huge concrete pipes, I don't know why you're bothering, because everyone's going to be dead. Oh no, not quite, that's a bit sad, but you can imagine these pipes would have a problem of air blowing through them and forming natural lifts. It's sort of like having a wind. Am I going to do this for my wife? I'm going to overtake this truck to get in the tunnel before it sticks it to death, sticks me to death. My Godfather. At least I haven't been killed by it yet. Okay, so there's that aspect. Then there's the other aspect of quantum mechanics, which is less people at it. There's less people at it, but it does the thing, little simple things, like controls a car, produces electric light, you know, produces LED lights. Occasionally, what's happening is that we've sort of folded our arms saying, look, quantum mechanics is by far the best way of doing things. It allows you to have mobile phones, LED lights and stuff like that. I know you really like your gas lights. I know you like your incandescent lights. Incandescent lights, unfortunately, really are basically, they're the incandescent lights are sort of like these are your old electric light bulbs. They are sort of the symbol of classical mechanics, but the symbol of classical mechanics saying, oh shit, it can't work, it's stuffed. And what's stuffed about it is that it says here in the operational manual of classical mechanics that it's actually quantum mechanics doing everything. Oh shit. Sort of like quantum mechanics is the operating system, and it can run an emulation of classical mechanics. So you can actually have an operating system that you love. Oh, there you go. You can have an I don't know what the fuck's going on here. I shouldn't explain this. Just as well, there's just a slight change in traffic conditions here. Not that I think I fully understand what's going on. It's the lane closed. It was obviously a confusing sign which was blatantly wrong. And what they've done is that they have got big duct tape. It's a sort of massive, you can imagine a duct tape half a metre long, and they've used it and stuck it over the sign. So although it's wrong and confusing, they've said, yep. And they put it across there. So you've got this solid state stuff, and it is, you know, if you hate mathematics, the bottom line is, like, quantum mechanics, from this is something that I have and my god it's so good, to more quantum mechanics, other people choose your own adventure. Do you want to are you up for the maths? Are you up for the loneliness? You can go through this way. Are you up for living in the past, living in a classical mechanics emulation with just the odd this is your emulation is limited, your emulation is actually being run on a quantum mechanical system, and therefore it is limited. There's just things that you think is there. It's sort of like living in it's sort of like classical mechanics is living in the past. It's sort of like Elizabeth and Lydia and her mum and stuff like that saying, and her dad, Mr. Bennett, and Darcy and Bingley are all sitting there, and they say, no, for a topic of conversation, I'm going to ask everyone around the table what they think the future is going to be. Sort of, it's like quantum mechanics is the ultimate party pooper for people who want to live in the past. It's just, quantum mechanics is unthinkable if you have built your entire life about oppressing other people with your own personality. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to create my own repulsion sphere around it by absolutely hosing everybody else around me, hosing out with my own brand of ignorance. It's sort of like, I've often thought with COVID, is you can hear the tunnel stuff. I am getting closer to my wife, which is absolutely top notch. That would be just, it's sort of like this quest, get to your wife. Why? Well, you either get there or you just go bush. Never to be seen before. You don't half disappoint. I don't know. So I'm there going. So it's choose your own adventure. And the one that really sort of just takes your maths for a ride is solid state physics. It just, my godfather. And the fact that the other thing is that you want to tell people about solid state physics and give them a spoiler alert, that band gap thing is being cut, and that is not what you think. Spoiler alert. It's sort of like a spoiler alert where the people are too stupid. I don't want to say that. But essentially, I have, I'm not going to burst into tears, but I have actually not encountered, I have really not encountered anyone. I really haven't encountered anyone who has really understood S2 symmetry any of the sort of, I don't know. That's because I think the major thing is the first rule of understanding quantum mechanics is to have no friends. So your only friend is your quantum physics book. I suppose that might be the answer. I hope that the noise for you guys is appalling. It's hard to say. Look, I'm in this tunnel, and the new tunnels in Sydney is like this gigantic. It's like driving in Chartres. These huge four-lane tunnels, huge things. This one here is sort of like you feel as though you're in a capillary. It's so tight. Now, don't go up the Princess Highway. That would be bad. That would be. Don't do that. So the tunnel has several exits to it. Thank goodness. I just really wonder. And look, I'm just talking on tunnels. Napoleon was thinking of tunneling underneath the channel to send his entire army there. You can imagine how effective that would have been. Just how, especially if someone at the front, just insane, insanity. Airport, Brighton and Sands, thank you. Come on, mate. Oh, shit. So this is this car which is behind me merging the Jesus out of it. Yeah, so you've got this other thing which is really hardcore quantum mechanics. Hardcore quantum mechanics, which is sort of like it's on one aspect it's very obvious. Let's have a look here. Oh Jesus. Sorry, there's just a sequence of, I shouldn't call death lights, I'll be in trouble, but in terms of, there's lights where you merge, and if they're with you, it's like it was then, it's fantastic. If it's not, it's, you've got these other cars behind you going, fuck, I could have merged then. What the fuck? What idiot is it? And I, unfortunately, am the idiot in the car who have, I've never been in an accident. I'm doing an orange light there. Oh God, Father. So I shouldn't say, the car behind me had no, so it just didn't slow down a tidgin for it. The solid state physics is, how do you describe it? It's ultimately hard. Now, the bottom line is that you've got these different strategies coming through. One is to popularize it. Quantum mechanics has not been popularized. It's been stigmatized, yes, but it hasn't been popularized. It hasn't had someone give the lay of the land saying you can go to this gig or that gig. Now I'm going to change lanes here. This truck knows what it's doing for some reason. Oh my God, it's, you're doing, you're going off to the airport. Oh, just as well, just piss off. Okay. Well, there you go. It's a sign that that I haven't had a traffic jam coming through here, so that may be a good sign for me coming through. And it is a Wednesday, which is pretty intense. So you've got this quantum mechanics with the entrance through classical stuff. You've got the idea of it being popularized rather than stigmatized, and then you can do so much to it. You can have the sort of soft, do you like a furry animal? Oh, this is it here. Do you like mechanical stuff? It's you can have here. Or do you like absolute chaos of period play where you want to live in the past and lorded over other people in your bonnet drama. It's all there for you. The bonnet drama one that you want to go in, the sort of Pride and Prejudice quantum mechanics is it's not my cup of tea. It could be your cup of tea. It hasn't worked for anybody. But don't let that stop you. Don't let that stop you thinking that you understand it all and going ahead. I'm talking about the people who say classical mechanics here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to stop here as I focus on parking.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.